Blog Talk Radio.
Preparing him for the worst. I told the mother to call the family in so we could praise God in advance for what he was getting ready to do. Happening now. God,
Hey, listen, it's your boy Prophet Lewis here, Dog Talk Radio, Generation by Faith. Let me tell you something. God has a treat for us on this morning. I thank God for the Radio Land listeners. Most importantly, I thank God for Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Thanks to God, it's the two-minute warning. That's right, it's the two-minute warning. Anybody know anything about the two-minute warning? I'm telling y'all, you got a chance, amen, if you're down by two scores or look like you can't even come back, you got a second half. Hallelujah. Thank God for the second half comeback in the blessing business, and I thank God for family community fellowship, where I'm the driver. God allowed me to drive this ship of salvation. Listen, I want to go straight, amen, to the throne of grace and petition the Lord Jesus Christ on your behalf. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning for waking us all up first and foremost. Grace and peace be unto you from our Father. Hallelujah, God. Thank you for allowing us to be here this morning on Blog Talk Radio, giving you all the glory. Hallelujah. Now, God, the incarcerated, the bed of affliction folk that would love to get out to have church, but God, that bed got them laying there in pain. We leave it right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Bless the mothers of the church. Bless, hallelujah, leadership across America and the world. Continue to strengthen your men serving, your women serving, who's preaching the gospel, the good tidings of God. Bless us, God. We will be blessed. Keep us. We will be kept. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to give a big shout out to our sponsors. Amen. Over there at the Days Inn on New York Avenue and the 5th District Corridor, we thank God for them being a major sponsor. Hallelujah. And we thank God. Thanks to God, we have a magnificent show that's getting ready to take place. I'm at the studio, and we'll have guests on next week. But today, I just thought it not robbery and strange to talk about a second half comeback. You know, the year is not gone yet, and God still got time to do what he promised that he'll do. Watch this. In this year, hallelujah, this year's not gone yet according to the calendar of the United States of America. Hallelujah. That the miracle that you are expecting, that you're waiting on, you're going to bring it down the chimney. That's right. God knows he's coming to bless his children. He knows where you are, and I'm going to prove it beyond a reasonable doubt. That's right, thanks to God. I'm excited. Hey, listen, we got some announcements that we would love to invite you to our 11 o'clock hour service a.m. where it's electrifying, it's prophetic, it's miracles taking place every single day. Yes, I want to give another, amen, special blessing to Sister Louise, our deaconess, who's on the bed of affliction, and we know that God's going to raise her up, amen, to come to do the work that he has called and commissioned her to do. So we're going to keep the Travis family up in prayer. If you have a prayer request, we're going to open the lines up in about 10 minutes. That number to dial in is 646-668-2799. You get me directly. All you have to do is let your fingers do the walking. Hallelujah. And you're going to get me, and guess what? I'm going to talk to you. God is surely in the blessing business. The 11 o'clock hour here, 2026 Maryland Avenue, Northeast Washington, D.C., in our nation's capital. That's right. We're in the nation's capital. The 11 o'clock hour, have a grand service, plan for you. Amen. I'm telling you, God has risen up and he has put that, amen, next dimension, that next manifestation of the next office on me. And I'm excited about, amen, the future, amen, not so much the Family Community Fellowship, but the International Bible Way Churches Worldwide Incorporated, where the Honorable, the Presiding Bishop and Chief Apostle is Apostle Floyd E. Nelson Sr. So we're excited, amen, about the move of Bible Way. And being a district elder there has been, amen, a pleasing, amen, experience for me as the leader of Family Community Fellowship. Again, if you desire to come out and see and witness a miracle being birthed right before your eyes, prophetically, I encourage you and I invite you to come out, 2026 Maryland Avenue, Northeast Washington, D.C., in our nation's capital. The second half comeback. Anybody out there, amen, ready to make a comeback, call me and just say, I want to make a comeback, 646-668-2799. I feel good already, amen, in my sanctified soul. Amen. We got a caller already. Caller, you're on the air.
Praise the Lord, everyone.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All is well. We're talking about the second half comeback. Are you ready to have a second half comeback?
I sure am.
Season all right now. That sounds like the leading elect lady.
Yeah, it sure is. I just want to thank you so very much for having me on your show on last week. I really enjoyed myself, and it was a blessing.
Wow. Did y'all see that? Y'all hear that caller? That's the elect lady. Hallelujah. Honey, I thank God for you. I can't wait to see you when you get here.
All right. I'm on my way. See you soon.
All right. Thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome.
God bless you. That's right. Thanks to God. It's live, and we are in person. Amen. Over here on Family Community Fellowship, where I'm the district elder, the prophet, amen, and the presider, amen, of Family Community Fellowship Churches. Hey, listen, we're going to go directly into the Word of God. It is clear. It's coming from way of First Kings, the First Kings. There's a second half comeback. We're in the two-minute warning. That's right. Listen, the phone lines are blowing up, and caller, you're live on the air.
Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm good, and yourself?
I tell you, God is in the blessing business. We're talking about the second half comeback this morning. You know anything about the two-minute quarter, the two-minute half quarter or something? They call it the two-minute warning.
Two-minute warning.
We have the two-minute warning. We can come out from halftime and make up them differences. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. I just want to call and welcome you back to the radio.
I really appreciate it. I really appreciate it. And thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome. You don't even know who this is, do you?
You know what? As you know, these airways are a little tricky, but now as I let me tell you something. The Holy Ghost is so real to me, but your voice sounds so familiar. It sounds like my big sister.
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God. You know what? God ain't going to make me look bad on the airways in front of the sanctuary or nothing. I just trusted that that's who you was.
Yes, it is.
Well, I thank you for calling, Big Sis, and I'll see you when you get here.
Sure. I just want God to continue to bless you.
Thank you so much. I receive it in Jesus' name. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks to God, we rolling already on the radio. That's what I'm talking about. Let your hands do the walking. God is so pleased with what we're doing here in Family Community Fellowship. Again, if you're ready for the second half comeback, call me, 646-668-2799, and say, I'm ready for the second half comeback. Amen. We're going to go directly into the Word of God. It is clear. It's coming by way of the book of the First Kings, the fifth chapter. Very familiar passage of Scripture and a very familiar story. Amen. God lend it unto us on this wise. Amen. The book of the First Kings, chapter number 10. And we call this the second half comeback. We're in two-minute warning. Down by 22. Hallelujah. I am excited, thanks to God. I'm excited. God is in the blessing business. Hey, listen, I want to begin this reading at verse number 1. Again, get that prayer request in. We got about 9 minutes. 646-668-2799. Call me and get that prayer request in. Amen. The effective fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. Hallelujah. Thanks to God. I'm on fire in here this morning. Something about, amen, the word of God. The 10th chapter of the book of the first Kings, verse number 1, it reads on this wise, and when the queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord. Let me pause right there. You can't have fame without God. That's right. Without God, your fame really isn't anything that you call or define fame. There's a difference between the Lord's fame and the world's fame. And we're about to break that down because the world is not going to be able to comprehend the fame that you're about to, amen, establish after this great manifestation, after the second half comeback. Hallelujah. And when the queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord, she came to prove him with hard questions. Thanks of God. Let me pause and let you know that. Get ready for hard questions. People are getting ready to come and ask you, how in the world did you do it? Your answer should be, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, boy, I should get a phone call right there. Good God Almighty. If anybody out there that got a word that can say, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? 646-668-2799. I'm going to give you an opportunity. Hallelujah. Ask the question now. Hallelujah. Don't wait till they bump rush you with hard questions. But they come in with hard questions, saith the Lord of hosts. Verse number 2. And she came to Jerusalem with a very great train. Y'all see that? Let me tell y'all something. I feel the prophetic in this place like never before. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Shanda. Obo. Sando. Hallelujah. God's turning things around right now. Hallelujah. Listen to what this say, y'all. It's going to bless your heart. And she came to Jerusalem. Watch this. She's not coming to the surface of the thing. She's coming to your foundation. Folks are coming, watch this, to check your foundation out, to come to see whether you really grounded in God. Ain't that good, thanks to God. You got to be grounded in God because, listen, this fame of yours didn't get out. People know, amen, that you ain't got no business where you are right now. You should have checked out a long time ago. You should have threw in the towel a long time ago. You should have, you know what, threw the dirt on yourself. Good God from Zion. Some of us should have took the pistol and shot ourselves in the head, took the pills out the medicine cabinet. Amen. They're coming with hard questions, thanks to God. Hallelujah. They're not coming on the surface. They're coming, watch this, to a place of foundation. With a very great train, with camels that bear spices and very much gold and precious stones. And when she was to come to Solomon, she communed with him of all that was in her heart. Thanks to God, these people that's about to come to us because of the fame that they heard that we have gotten from God. They want to find out how in the world you still standing. They coming, saints of God. They coming, and they're going to share within their heart. Let me tell you something. If you really catch this prophetic word today, you're going to be so blessed. The treasures that they're coming with is in their heart. And when they find out the fame is real, I'm prophesying in the name of Jesus Christ that they're going to leave everything that they brought with them to you. Because the truth of the matter, when they see what God has done, they ain't brought enough. Good God from Zion. Right there, I can dance. I can run. I feel like running right there. They ain't bring enough. They brought just enough, watch this, to be equal with you. Hallelujah. Look at somebody if they next to you. You ain't got enough. Hallelujah. Talk to the angel with you then. If ain't nobody beside you, tell angel you ain't got enough. Good God from Zion. I feel good in this place here. Verse number 3. And Solomon told her all her questions. Let me tell you something. When nosy people come to be nosy, hallelujah, they coming to be a blessing to you. But they want to find out the real deal. They want to find out the real deal. And watch this. You're going to ask hard questions yourself. In other words, you're going to answer all the hard questions. They ain't going to have no more questions. Hallelujah. And Solomon told her all her questions. There was not anything hid from the king which he had told her. In other words, you're going to see it on yourself that Jesus did this. Ain't nobody do this but God. Can't nobody do this but God. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. Hallelujah. Verse number 4. And when the queen of Sheba had seen all Solomon's wisdom and the house that he had built. Listen, folks ain't looking at your stuff. They looking at your wisdom. They want to see how you get that smart with no education. Hallelujah. How you get that smart with no prerequisite of how in the world did you get that smart? How you get all that wisdom? Your answer should be, I prayed for it. And that's what happened to Solomon. Y'all remember God asked him, what you want? What do you desire? He said, I desire to have wisdom. God said, you have desired well. You have asked well. Not only am I going to give you wisdom, I'm going to give you wisdom to know the difference, wisdom to do the difference, wisdom to accumulate, wisdom to manifest. Good God from Zion. Verse number 5. In the meat of his table, in the sitting of his servants, in the attendance of his ministers, and their appeal, and his cupbearers, and his ancients, by which he went up unto the house of the Lord. There was no more spirit in her. There was no more spirit in her. Let me pause and break that down, because I hear the Holy Ghost say that sometimes people got to be spirit up to come and see what God's done for you. What am I saying, thanks to God? Drunk people, people that's high on ecstasy, high on love boat, high on crack cocaine. That's right. It said, and the spirit left her, which means she was high on something. And if you break that word spirit down, that she was high on the spazotors, which are men of the cloth and of the gospel, declared that it was ecstasy. They didn't do cheap drugs. She had too much clout, too much money to do cheap drugs. I don't know nobody with a whole lot of money smoking weed. Good God from Zion. I don't know nobody with a whole lot of money doing cocaine. They do ecstasy. They want to trip out. Let me tell you something, said God. God is going to give them something to trip out on when they come to ask you some questions. Hallelujah. I feel like preaching in here this morning. Good God Almighty. Anytime you that bad where you can blow somebody's high, when they come to find out what God has done for you. That's right. Anybody can attest to that. Anybody high ever been blown out there? I know I'm going off a little bit, but I remember one day I was high as I don't know what, and all of a sudden the police showed up and blew my high. You got to sober up when the people come to be nosy. You got to know what to tell them. Hallelujah. Catch this. The Bible says in the 5th chapter, after she heard his wisdom, she saw the manifestation. And this is what she saw. All the meat on the table. The man had steaks everywhere. And the sitting of his servants. Let me tell y'all something. When you're in leadership, you need servants around you. You need people around you that's going to not so much look good, but be good. Hallelujah. And the attendance of his ministers. Let me tell you something, saints of God. Let me pause and really break this thing down like it is. If you're a leader in church and you don't have no leaders and you got fake leaders, get rid of them fake leaders so some real leaders can come on in there. Hallelujah. That will make no sense, amen. The leaders come when it's time for them to preach, or the leaders come when it's time for them, you know what, to be recognized or anything. You got to come when you don't even really want to come. That's called leadership. Hallelujah. How you want to lead somebody? I got people come to me all the time. When you going to let me preach? You ain't preaching. You ain't no leader. You ain't here to hear me preach. How you going to preach to somebody? Good God from Zion. His cupbearers. Let me tell y'all something. This man had it going on. See, if you really want your church filled up, it's got to look good when those people come to try to find out what's happening. They got to see all this type of stuff. They got to see you in order. They got to see your house in order. Solomon's house was in order when Queen Sheba came with all her stuff. That's right. I'm about to break this thing all the way down. Hallelujah. And his ancient, which means, watch this, his staircase wrapped around the whole house. Good God, by which he went up into the house of the Lord. There was no more spirit in her. When she saw all this going on, she blew her high. He literally blew Bathsheba's high. And the Bible said the spirit left her. That's why I tell people alcohol is a spirit. They even got it on their signs. They say spirit on sale. Hallelujah. Verse number 6. And she said to the king, it was a true report that I heard in my own land of thy acts and of thy wisdom. Somebody told her that it's a bad man on 21st and Maryland Avenue. Good God Almighty. It's a bad man in Family Community Fellowship. People, they're coming to see. They're coming to ask hard questions. You got to be on your post. You got to be ready. And if you ain't ready, they're going to walk out the door and talk about you. I don't want nobody coming in my church running back out talking about me because something wasn't right in there. Amen. Ain't nobody. Let me tell you something. She came with almost everything. She came with what she thought he had. And she brought just a little bit more because she didn't want nobody to be better than her. I'm going to break all that down. Howbeit, I believe not the words until I came. Don't believe it till you see it. Amen. She said, I had to come to see for myself. And guess what? Thanks to God, she saw it. She saw it to the point where her high was blown. She was so high that back then when you had that much money and gold and silver and you were queen, you ain't did nothing cheap. You did ecstasy. She was hallucinating. Ha. She thought she was hallucinating. Good God from Zion. When she saw the man of God. Good God Almighty. Some people are going to be hallucinating when they come and see what God has done for you. And they're going to blow their high. Howbeit, I believe not the words until I came and my eyes had seen it. And behold, the half was not told me. In other words, she's saying, I ain't bring enough stuff. She said the half wasn't told. Listen, thanks God. The topic for this subject is the second half comeback. Let me tell you something. He said, the half ain't been told to me. Thy wisdom and prosperity exceeded the fame which I heard. She brought what she heard. She said, I'm going to bring all this stuff, this gold, this silver, I'm going to bring everything because I know he don't have this much. And she brought extra stuff. But when she got there, she found out the half wasn't even told. She didn't bring enough. Good God Almighty. Thanks to God, when they come to be nosy, they ain't going to bring enough. And they're going to leave what they brought. I prophesy in Jesus' name. They're going to be so listen, they're going to want to prove themselves. Hallelujah. We got a live call. I want to pause and get this caller up on the air. You're live on the air, caller.
Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good
the Lord
morning.
Bless you.
I'm calling to send in my prayer request. It's crazy because this morning in my prayers, I asked God to renew my mind so that I can get ready. And you talking about the second come half comeback. So pray
oh my
for me.
God.
This is India. God bless you. Have a good day.
Oh my God. Thank you so much for calling, Sister India. And listen, this second half comeback, you said it. I already got it. Look, we're in the 2-minute warning right now. We're coming back out and we're gonna catch up. Thank you for calling.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. The second half comeback. Lord have mercy. This year ain't finished, and it ain't final what you see, and we're getting ready to see, amen, the rest of this year. Hallelujah. How bid I believe not the words until I came and my eyes had seen it. And behold, the half was not told me. Thy wisdom and prosperity exceedeth the fame which I heard. 8. Happy are thy men, happy are these thy servant, which stand continually before thee, and that hear thy wisdom. Happy is the people in the members of family community fellowship that hear this kind of preaching on a daily basis. Hallelujah. Every Tuesday Bible study, every Sunday morning, they get this, amen, on a silver platter. He said how happy they are. They got to be happy. And if anybody ain't happy in family community fellowship, you in the wrong church. Because when the people come and find out that y'all got a king with wisdom, hallelujah, they're going to wish they had him themselves. So you got to, amen, govern yourselves accordingly. Blow somebody's high in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Verse 9, bless the man. It says, blessed be the Lord thy God, which delighted in thee to set thee on the throne of Israel. Because the Lord loved Israel forever, therefore made he the king to do judgment and justice. Do y'all hear that? Couple more verses. And she gave the king 120 talents of gold. Y'all see that? She said, I'm going to bless you because you look blessed. Good God from God. Saints of God out there, you need to look blessed to be blessed. They ain't going to bless you. I tell people all the time, I'm not pulling up in nobody's church in a hoopty. No, that ain't looking blessed. I hate to say it, and I ain't up there. It ain't pride. Listen, this lady blessed him because he was blessed. He had wisdom, and he had all that he needed. And she said, look, I got to bless you with this. And of spices, very great store, and precious stones, there came no much such abundance of spices as these which the queen of Sheba gave to King Solomon. He said, man, since the half wasn't told me and I ain't bring enough, I'm going to leave you with everything I bought because you are a blessed man. Thanks to God, if you look good this morning, I'm prophesying to you that you're going to get a blessing. Somebody going to walk up to you and give you a blessing. They're going to say they love your wisdom. They love your, amen. They just love the way you look. Hallelujah. So look good today. Amen. So you can get a blessing. Hallelujah. 11. And the navy also of Haran that brought gold from Ophrah, brought in from Ephron, great plenty and among trees and precious stones. Lord, they bringing everything. They leaving everything. I want to stop right there, saints of God, and the Lord has blessed me to be able to write prophetically and to one of the gifts that God has lent unto me is breaking down the scriptures and prophetically breaking them down. So I want to read what the Lord has commissioned me to do on this morning. And I just need your attention because there's some prophecy I'm about to shoot out there at you. And you're going to have to catch it. And you're going to really have to look good to get it. You can't look down. You can't look dumb. You can't look, amen, in a posture of, you know, you don't know. We come too far by faith, leaning on Jesus. The second half comeback. He said, Daryl, when you get there on that airway, do me a favor and share with my people, whoever been walking before God, manifesting attitudes and actions that express obedience to the Lord's words. God will provide an unceasing line of blessing. Did y'all hear that? Thanks to God. I dare you to call in 646-668-2799. Get that line of credit God get ready to give to you for, amen, walking up right before him, doing what his words tell you to do. This is what he did. This is how King Solomon got blessed. Whoever been walking before God, manifesting attitudes and actions that express obedient to the Lord's words, God will provide an unceasing line of blessings. The blessings are not going to run out. Call up. You are on the air. Good morning, caller.
Good morning.
Oh, my goodness. All is well. All is well. We're talking about the second half comeback, and we're in the two-minute warning. How may I help you this morning?
All right. We just wanted to send you some love from Amon, Tierra, and Roman. Say God bless you guys.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much for sharing. We are excited, and I'm just asking God to just give you some of this blessings that he's given out on this morning.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. It is always needed.
Thank you so much for calling in. Lord, you blessed us this morning.
Thank you. Thank you. You have blessed me.
God bless you.
All right.
All right now. Thanks of God, I'm telling you, God is in the blessing business. He's working some things out behind the scene. And we're talking about that group of people that's been walking before God, manifesting. Listen, manifesting attitudes and actions that express obedience towards the Lord's words. God will provide an unceasing line of blessing. I got to move on. He said, Daryl, tell the people of God, the saints of God, God has not forgotten about you. Sometimes it just feels like God has forgotten all about us. Caller, you are on the air. God has not forgotten about you. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Prophet. How are you?
You know what? If it get any better, it's just going to get better.
God is so good, Prophet. You're doing a wonderful job. And I see things changing in your church. Keep the good work.
Wow.
Out.
Thank you.
You and your
Thank
first
you.
Lady are awesome. And I be praying for your family. Keep praying and praying.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And thank you so much for calling in and continue to listen because God's throwing out blessings over here.
Okay. Good morning.
All right. All right. Thank you so much for calling. Yes, indeed, saints of God. God has not forgotten about you. Wherever you are, he is coming to get you. He said, Daryl, anybody that's been walking up before me, manifesting attitudes and actions towards obedience and obedience, he said, I'm coming to get them. Listen, we're in the second half comeback. We're in the two-minute warning. It takes 2 minutes, hallelujah, to come back. God said he's extending the 2 minutes to his people. Think about it. Come back out with a plan. Amen. In the second half. God said it ain't over till he says it's over. God has not forgotten about you. Wherever you are, he's coming to get you. It does not appear what you shall become. Did y'all hear that? It may not look like you where you want to be right now, but it do not appear what you shall become. God is going to accelerate you. Listen, this 2 minute, listen. Oh, my God. I hear the Lord say, Daryl, just tell him I'm throwing a Hail Mary. Good God from Zion. Hallelujah. We got 2 scores down. Second half comeback. We doing all the scoring. Good God from Zion. Boy, this is a blessing day today. Wherever you are, he's coming to get you. Does not appear what you shall become. God is going to accelerate you. He said, Daryl, I've got him in a slingshot. He about to let the slingshot go. Good God from Zion. You get ready. Wherever you are right now, if you know anything about a slingshot, when you pull that rubber back and let it go, no telling how far you're going to go. Hallelujah. Thank God for his wisdom. God Almighty, God is going to accelerate you. What looks like it's taking a long time, he is about to shoot you out and make up for lost time. Boy, I see some people that have been waiting on God for a long time. Oh, my God, I see some people. Amen. I'm hearing names in the spirit realm. Good God from Zion, that God has already manifested, amen, the very miracles that he's ready to bestow upon us. Listen, God knows what he's doing. He knows what he's up to, and he's about to do it. Thanks to God, we got about 20 minutes left. I dare you to call in 646-668-2799. Let me know. I'm coming back. good God from Zion. Here we go, y'all. Wherever you are, he's coming to get you. It does not appear what you shall become. God is going to accelerate you. What looks like it's taking a long time is about to shoot you out and make up for lost time. Let me tell y'all something. I'm about to help somebody here. Don't be mad with your haters out there. Embrace them. Do good to them that rightfully despise you. Love your enemy. Do what the Lord says. Them the ones that are coming with hard questions. Them the ones that are going to try to figure out what it is about you that God loves more than them. It's the attitude. Boy, I tell you, it's them attitudes, y'all. I'm telling you, man. You can't act like you better than nobody. Huh? Amen. Man, listen, I warded Apollo's planet. I planted Apollo's water, but God gave the increase. You y'all hear that? I'm not no better than Apollo's, and Apollo's ain't no better than me. We need God for this increase. Too many people thinking that they better than each other. It don't work like that. I planted Apollo's water, but God gave the increase. Without me planting, you wouldn't have nothing to water. Without you watering, what I plant won't grow. Good God from Zion. I feel like preaching in here this morning. It goes on and say, watch this. Tell you what's the mindset of the people that's really coming. I went to the Urban Dictionary because, you know, God has blessed me to be able to just try to enlighten the scriptures to a people that, you know what, we'll look at this in a whole nother dimension, in a whole nother light. But God gave me this on his wise. He says, break Queen Sheba's name down in the Urban Dictionary. And that's what I did because, you know, I do what I hear the Lord say. Queen of Sheba. This is what her name means. Watch this, thanks of God. Daughter of an oath or a promise. Daughter of an oath or a promise. Y'all see that? Listen. I said, Lord, what are you trying to say? He says, go further in the Urban Dictionary and then you'll see. I went a little further and it says that Queen Sheba names means a girl who believes she is better than you. Queen Sheba believed in her spirit that she was better than Solomon. First and foremost, how do you think you're better than a man? First and foremost, that ain't the order. I don't care how much money you got. I don't care how much money you work. I don't care how much independent you are. There's a bloodline. There's a covenant with God. It's God, Jesus, man, then woman. It's that simple. And children. It's that simple. So how is it that a woman wants to be better than a man? Not greater, better. Do better. Act better. No. It don't work like that. Queen of Sheba, daughter of an oath or promise, the Urban Dictionary says, a girl who believes she is better than you, or perfect, but better than you. She believes that she's perfect. Queen Sheba believed that what she heard, she had to go see and find out that she wasn't better than Solomon. Good God Almighty. Let me tell you something. The world is not better than heaven. The world is not better than the kingdom. And that's what she thought. A girl who believed. She believed it in her spirit. She was so high, she believed that she was better than King Solomon. She was better than God's king. No one's better than God's king. No one's better than God's kingdom. And so when she found out that she wasn't better than him, alone. The spirit left, the Bible says. That spirit that she was carrying was a hallucinating spirit. She said, y'all, load up everything that I think he might have. This is what they told me he got, and put more. And they got there. And when she got there, she saw that, oh, my God. She said, she didn't bring enough. She brought what she thought that she might have been better than him with. And when she found out that she wasn't better than him, she left it. She said, listen, this ain't even 10% of what you got. And I thought I was better than you. I thought that I bought what you didn't have. She didn't bring enough. She's a queen. He's a king. He's God's king. Boy, I feel like preaching in here. You know what Paul's going to say? What that Solomon name means? It means peace. Better than somebody that's peaceful. He's high. How can somebody be high or hallucinating be better than somebody that's sober with peace, wisdom, everything they want? And if you feel that you got peace and you all right with what you have, then why worry about somebody that think that they're better than you? It don't work like that. You are better than them because of your peace. You got a peace of mind. They come to be nosy. I don't know what's wrong with people in this hour. Thank God, I got to move on. Listen, I write prophetically. I write by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. This is different. I don't have the answers of the old. I have the answers for the new. I don't preach like the old. I can't preach like the old. I wasn't there. So I can't copy off nobody. I am a realist in the purest form. I cannot be fake and phony. It's not in my blood. I wasn't built like that. I wasn't called like that. I wasn't raised in church. So my anointing is much different. I'm an outcast. And I'm all right with that because when they come to be nosy, they don't bring enough. Hallelujah. Number one, this is what the Lord made me write prophetically concerning his word. People have heard of God in you, so they are coming to see if what they heard was true, to come to see if they are better than you, and to see if God in you is real. They are coming to test you and to see how to do what you do. Keep God first. They come in first and foremost about what they heard. So when they come, you've got to be in order. Your house got to be in order. My God, I got to preach this in North Carolina. I feel like God is blessing us. So really, they're not coming to really be nosy. They're coming to test you. They're coming to really test to see whether God is really in you. They don't care nothing about what you have. She brought stuff with her. She brought what she thought that she was better than with her. My God. And when she saw she didn't bring enough, she realized that the half has not been told. Half of your story ain't been told. It's a second half comeback. Call me. Somebody call me and say, man, it's a second half comeback. 646-668-2799. A second half comeback. Number two, remember those people are inferential. The primary purpose envisioned you seems to have been to see if you was really as wise and wealthy as they had heard. Lord, have mercy. Boy, 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 boy. You have to be ready. So to get your house in order, what little you have dressed like you have a lot. In other words, if you got a little bit, act like you got a lot. Listen, I cleaned my closet out the other day. If the stuff been in your closet in there for 2 years or better, you can't fit it no way. Get rid of it. Get it out the closet. Make room for some more stuff. We threw half of the stuff in the closet out because God's ready to give us something new. So what little bit you got left, sometimes people want junk to hang around just so you can let people know you got a lot. Get rid of that junk. Make room for some new stuff. There's a new and improved you on the way. I hear the Holy Ghost say, Daryl, tell him there's a new and improved you coming in the second half comeback. You got to understand what God is saying. I got to go, y'all, because my time's running out. Hallelujah. I thank God for his word today. Remember, those people are influential. The primary purpose of envisioning you seems to have been to see if you really as wise and wealthy as they had heard, because you are going to be a host. They will bring you costly gifts. Remember, you have to be ready. So get your house in order. They bring in costly gifts. It ain't, listen, God said he's sending new people our way. If you leaders and you listening to this, listen, they ain't sending people no more to take. They sending people to give. Hallelujah. Listen, the half has not been told. Hallelujah. What little you have, you have a lot. Did y'all see that? Number three, in order to get the big blessing, your stuff needs to be in order. You can't look halfway. So work with what you have. You need to give them something to look at and listen to, so that it finds seed what they have been told. So probably a pagan they was willing to credit the Lord with giving us a wise person in whom he delighted. You see that? They're going to credit God. They're going to come and say, God did this. That's what God wants. God wants a person to come in, see his house, got it going on, and say, the Lord been here. The Lord is in here. The Lord did this. The Lord delights in his people. Do y'all hear that? I'm excited, saints of God. Four, your wisdom should not make more impression upon people than your prosperity and style. Y'all see that? It says your wisdom should make more impression upon people than your prosperity and style. He said, don't worry about the out appearance. What it look like in that? Good God from that. He said, listen, I don't care nothing about what you got. I got stuff. I want to hear what's in you. Answer this question for me. How'd you do it? Oh, my God. That's why they're coming. They're coming to know how you get what you got. And you got to tell them. That's a hard question. But Jesus did it. You ain't bring enough. You thought you brought enough. You thought what you brought, that you brought much that would look like you better than me. The half was not told. Do you know she went back and killed that person that told her that? You embarrassed me. I spend millions of dollars on this high that I've blown because you told me half of what I want to see. That man was casting the lion's den. You know that. You don't embarrass no queen. Huh? He gonna tell the king, look, that he embarrassed me. Well, what you think the king gonna do? Gonna cut his head off. So let me tell y'all something. You got to understand what God is doing in this last hour. He's matriculating a blessing. He's doing it, thanks to God. Your wisdom should make more impression upon people than all your prosperity and style. There's a spiritual excellence in heavy things, in heavenly things, and in consistent Christians to which no report can do justice. Hear the truth exceeded, and all who through grace are brought commune with God will say the half was not told them of the pleasures and the advantages of wisdom ways. Lord, I wish I was doing this live in person with you. I wish I had this radio listeners in the sanctuary to deliver this great word. Your wisdom should not make more impression upon peace. It says your wisdom should make more impression upon people than your prosperity and style. There's a spiritual excellence in heavenly things and in consistent Christians. Y'all see that? Christians that's God bless you, to which no report can do justice. In other words, the report that they heard, somebody, they lied to them. I'm not killing myself. I'm not going in the town. I'm not backsliding. God got me. Wow. Here, the truth exceeded. And all who thought grace, all who through grace are brought to commune with God, will say to have was not told them. She said to him, and the half was not told. She's communing with God through Sodom. And she said, man, I thought I was better than you. But the half has not been told. No hater out there is better than you. Number one, they hating. That don't qualify them to even run the race, them. And you continue to have your eyes on the prize, which is in Christ Jesus. Ah, last one. Well, let me read a little more of number four. Here the truth exceeded, and all who through grace are brought to commune with God will say the half was not been told them of the pleasures and the advantages of wisdom ways. Y'all see that? It's going to be a pleasure. Your second half come back, you're going to, oh, I just hope you're ready. I hope you're ready. If you got to chase something, you ain't ready. It has to come to you. Stop chasing what don't belong to you. They coming to give you everything you need. That's how you know it's God. Last and the final one. Blessed are they that dwell in this house. Anyone that dwells in family, community, fellowship, you are blessed and highly favored. It's that simple. Hallelujah. We'll be still praising him. In other words, when people pull up on you with Range Rovers and great testimonies about five-bedroom houses and just, you know what, got it going on. Let me tell you something. The half has not been told. They will make a noble present to us. What we present to Christ, he needs not, but will have us to do so to express our gratitude. Y'all see that? The believer who has been with Jesus will return to his station, discharge his duties with readiness and from better motives, looking forward to the day when, being absent from the body, he should be present with the Lord. Thanks. That is so awesome. I got to go. Listen, 11 o'clock hour, 2026 Maryland Avenue, Northeast Washington, D.C. Come and get the second half of this. Listen, I have to go. Talk to you.
Give me.